97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. When people are in exclusive relationships and they go outside of their relationship for pleasure, some people say that's it's a natural thing. Some people say it's not. On the phone with me right now is the creator of the world's largest infidelity website called AshleyMadison.com. His name is Noel Biederman. Noel, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm great, Big Papa. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Now, I'm going to get to, there's going to be, I would imagine you get this all over the place. A lot of positive feedback and a lot of negative feedback. The positive is, people saying, wow, this is great. I'm married, but all I want is a little something on the side, and it gives me a platform to do that. And then there are people that are going to say, I cannot believe you're enabling people to do that. What do you say to the critics, first off?
Yeah, well, listen, there's no way in a 30-second TV commercial or a 60-second radio spot I'm going to convince anyone to have an affair. That's a ridiculous notion.
Well,
I'm telling those people are that, you know, I understand that your life isn't working for you, and if you need to do this, don't have an office romance. It's going to blow up in your face and end badly. Someone's going to lose their job. Don't go on a singles dating service and pretend to be something you're not. That unsuspecting single is also going to find that this is going to end badly, and clearly don't break the law and visit a prostitute or an escort. So what I've come to accept is that, you know, people stray. They stray for a varying degree of reasons, but for the most part because they're really lonely and in sexless marriages. And so why not do it in a community of like-minded adults that everyone knows what they're getting into? That's what Ashley Madison is.
And I would imagine that if they're like-minded people and they're both looking for the same, let's say they have an itch to scratch, and if you're able to find someone who has that same itch, and you're able to scratch theirs, and then they're able to scratch yours, it would end a lot better than, you know, just like you said, a single site or an in-office romance.
Yeah, what I hear from my members all the time is those thank you notes. You know, I do love my partner, they say to me. I do love my kids. I love my job, my home, everything, but I can't concentrate anymore. I haven't had sex for 2 years. I went on your service. I met someone. That's what they were looking for as well. I'm a better partner now. I'm a better parent. I'm a better boss. I'm a better employee. They're just happier in life. I know that's hard for people to hear, but it's the truth. You know, most people didn't sign up for a marriage to be in a sexless one, and yet 20 million Americans are. And so what are they to do? The selfish act, from my perspective, is to just walk away from that relationship. It's to just say, okay, I'm going to end it and leave everything behind. Instead of what they're really doing is they're de-emphasizing sex. They're saying, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this on the side, and I'm going to try and stay within my relationship. And to me, that's actually the more preferred methodology. It's what the people of France have come to understand, the culture in Japan has come to understand, and in the end, you have high infidelity rates there and much lower divorce rates, and I can't help but wonder if that isn't a better paradigm.
Again, we're talking to Noel Biederman, AshleyMadison.com, the world's largest infidelity website. We're talking about in-office romance. What's your take on the whole Letterman situation?
Yeah, no, that's a great example of it, right? Like, it was going to end badly. That was an extreme version of third-party extortion. But make no mistake about it, if you're a boss and you sleep with your subordinate, there's going to be some kind of extortion. It could be for a promotion. It could be for, you know, more money. It could be a bunch of different things. And so it's a terrible idea. If you really go down that path, somehow, some way, someone's going to lose their job because the relationship is invariably going to end. And so those people who are thinking about that should think about having a relationship outside of the office place. And that's why we built a service like Ashley Madison.
It's AshleyMadison.com. Now, is it a free service? What's the deal with how, like, the billing works and all that stuff?
It's totally free to sign up, build a profile, say, this is who I am, this is what I'm looking for, and then you purchase credits if you want to start speaking with other members, and only one member has to have those credits, right? So for the most part, communication can be ongoing with one person's credits, and, you know, it's wildly successful. So in any city in America, a woman can sign up right now, and within 24 hours, you know, meet a half dozen men who are interested in meeting her. And from the male's perspective, it's a unique environment because the women coming there are extremely motivated. They're looking to engage people on an emotional and physical level, and so there isn't a lot of, you know, waiting around. Within hours, they're going to have contacts and connections, and I think that's the success of Ashley Madison.
When I found out that you were going to be coming on again, Noel Biederman from AshleyMadison.com, one of my first questions was, what's your average male to female ratio on the website overall?
Yeah, different cities have different ratios, but an average is about 2 to 1. So for every woman that signs up, there's probably 2 guys. And, you know, women still want to be courted and men still want to pursue. And these women who have been in loveless relationships where no one's brought them flowers or paid attention to them and told them they're beautiful, that's one of the reasons they're on the service. And so they want to hear from these men that, hey, you know, I'm interested in you. I think you're beautiful. I really want to, you know, get together. That's why these women come there. And so if you pursue them in the right manner, then you're going to be successful to the point where we've offered an affair guarantee. If you sign up to our service and engage the service for a period of, you know, 90 days, we guarantee you an affair to remember, or we'll give you your money back. That's how confident we are that you're going to find what you need on Ashley Madison.
Dude, that's a bold statement. AshleyMadison.com, an affair guarantee?
Correct.
That's amazing. Let me ask you this. There are going to be people listening that understand why men go to the site and why men use AshleyMadison.com. There are people that aren't going to understand necessarily why women use your website as well. What's normally the motivation behind that?
I think that's just one of the misnomers out there, right? That somehow women don't have affairs. That's ridiculous. And in Britain, the recent research shows that 50% of married women are having affairs in the UK. My guess is the numbers aren't all that dissimilar in the US. It's just that most people don't believe it's their partner, that they wouldn't do that. But trust me, it happens. If you're not living up to your end of the bargain in your relationship, your partner is going to stray. There's a reason why Facebook's fastest growing segment is, you know, married women in their 30s, that they're reaching out to past lovers, boyfriends, to try and find that validation. And then you have to look at a second segment of women. They're called mistresses, and they're all over our service, and their view of the world is very different. Their view of the world is, if you have a good man, and they're hard to find, these good men, and you're not taking care of them, I will. They're not interested in a white picket fences or stress over bills or kids. They're looking for fun. They're looking for dinners and sexual encounters and travel and whatever. And so why not with a married man? And they're all over our service, and they're young, and they're beautiful, and that's why a lot of the men come to our service.
It's Noel Biederman, AshleyMadison.com, the world's largest infidelity website. Do you have any obviously the website is what it is, but once you make contact with the person, do you have any tricks of the trade as far as not getting caught?
Well, we built the whole service discreetly, right? So we never ask you your name. The billing is totally anonymous. The discretion, the records are all kept secure. So in the 8 years of operating, we've never had, you know, a wife bump into a husband or a husband bump into a wife. And I think it works pretty well.
That's amazing. Whether you agree with the whether or not to pursue it or not, it definitely was a very interesting interesting look at the world, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you coming on, and I'll tell you what, I don't think you deserve the criticism that you get. All you're doing is offering an option, dude.
Thanks, Big Papa. I appreciate it.
It's Noel Biederman, AshleyMadison.com, the world's largest infidelity website. And just be careful with the pictures on that, especially initially. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Right?
Agreed.
Noel Biederman, everybody. AshleyMadison.com. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.